Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Well, when Advaita Acharya when Advaita Acharya was a child, we don't hear so many pastimes or things about Advaita Acharya from when he was a child, but here's a story from when he was a child. So, Advaita Acharya, his father, was a very prominent Brahmin, sort of one of the leaders of the Brahmin community, and therefore he was close to the king, the local king, and the king's son, the prince, and young Advaita Acharya, they were friends. They were friends. So, one time, Advaita and the king's son went to the local Kali temple. The local Kali temple. The prince bowed down in front of Kali Ma, but Advaita Acharya did not. He stood there. Partially it was because he was admiring the beauty of the deity and thinking that Kali Ma is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Partly it also was because she's a demigod, demigoddess. So, the prince, getting up from being right down on the floor, and seeing that Advaita Acharya was still just standing there, the prince became angry with Advaita Acharya. And Advaita, so he chastised Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya just came right up to him and said, Haribo! What did he say?
Haribo!
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 And the prince just fainted on the ground. Gone. And he just lay there unconscious. And then, so it was a bit of a, he's the prince. There was a bit of a panic. And they ran off, someone ran off and told the king. And the king came. And there he saw, the king came, and there he saw his son, the prince, just unconscious on the ground, barely any signs of life. And the king became just bewildered and overwhelmed. He didn't know what to do. So then, Advaita Acharya took, somehow he got some Charanamrita from one of the local Radha Krishna temples, and he put some Charanamrita in the mouth of the prince. And the prince suddenly just stood up. And what did the prince say?
Haribol!
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 Yes. So this was Advaita Acharya. Yes. Another time. Well, you know, in that part of the world, West Bengal, Kali is a very popular deity. She's really worshipped a lot. In fact, the majority of people worship Kali, actually. But Advaita Acharya, as a child, he would not worship Kali. So on some other occasion, there was a Kali festival. And they're pulling some sort of chariot with a deity of Kali. And of course, everyone's getting very excited, making a big fuss. But not Advaita. Advaita didn't bow down. He just stood there, offered pranams. He didn't bow down. So the king, again, the king became angry. And the king came and started chastising Advaita Acharya. But then Advaita explained, you know, I only worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Advaita's just young. The king called the court pundit, like the priest of the king, the family priest, the royal priest. And the king called the pundit and told him, will you please explain to this young fellow who is Kali and how important is Kali Ma and how everyone, including him, must worship Kali. So there was a debate. There was a debate, and the court, the royal pundit, tried to explain that Kali is, that all the demigods are forms of Brahman. They're sort of manifestations of the impersonal Brahman, eternal spiritual potency. And therefore they should be worshipped. But then Advaita Acharya argued that she is the mother of the universe. So how can she be happy when some of her children, some of the animals, when they're sacrificed, when they're killed in front of her, supposedly for her pleasure. How is she going to get any pleasure? She's their mother. And how will the mother get some pleasure if her children are killed in front of her? It just doesn't make sense. So the court pundit, the chief priest, was defeated. He admitted defeat and came back to the king and said, you know, he's right. We should all worship Krishna. So, another time, you know, it was a bit controversial because the worship of Kali was so popular. And Advaita Acharya's father would get into anxiety because people would come up to him just on the street and say, what are you doing about your son? He doesn't want to worship the mother goddess, Kali Ma. It's not right. So Advaita Acharya's father, who can tell us the name of Advaita Acharya's father?
Kuvera.
Yeah, Kuvera Pandit. So he was a Vaishnav, he was a devotee, of course. But just to keep the peace with the local people, he tried to convince Advaita that, you know, why not just bow down in front of Mother Kali, at least when people are around. Do that just to make them happy. I mean, she is a servant of Krishna, so, you know, it can't really be wrong. And Advaita told his father, "My dear father, if you order me, I have to do it, and I will do it." So later that day, or just shortly thereafter, they went to visit a Kali temple, and there were people there. So Kuvera Pandit told Advaita, "Okay, now's your opportunity. A bit of public relations work. Bow down. Go on, bow down." So Advaita, in a very reverential way, Advaita got down on his knees and then put his head to the floor and his arms on the floor. He offered obeisances right in front of the deity of Kali. But you know what happened? The deity exploded. And just, yeah. She fell to pieces. Why? Because she was embarrassed that her master had bowed down in front of her. Because she's a devotee, it's a fact. So she couldn't take it. She just sort of freaked out or something. So later on, when Advaita Acharya was an adult, and not just an adult, but an elderly person even, and the leader of the Vaishnavas, by far the most prominent amongst the devotees in the Navadvip, that whole Nadia area, like the whole district, not just Navadvip itself, but all around. So he would hold programs every day, and Lord Chaitanya's older brother, Vishwaroop, he would come regularly and attend the programs. And he was very fascinated and impressed with Advaita Acharya, Vishwaroop was. But in general, he was a devotee and he appreciated Krishna consciousness, and it wasn't just Advaita, like a personality cult, but he was a devotee. But Advaita, as the leader of the Vaishnavas, was influencing him, and Mother Sachi, Lord Chaitanya's mother, and of course Vishwaroop's mother, she became anxious. "My son, Vishwaroop, is becoming too much of a devotee. Sometimes even our devotees, some of our devotees, I mean not all by any means, but some of them, they're devotees. So they want their children to also be devotees, but not too much." Like, come for the Sunday program and, you know, attend the program, the kirtan, take prasad, and associate with the devotees. But don't ever think of moving into the temple. Don't do that. Because, you know, you don't want to become a fanatic. You might meet that Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. He'll make you into a fanatic. And that's not good because, you know, you know what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? You have to do everything in moderation. Yes. So you don't want to become too Krishna conscious. Yes, so Mother Sachi was concerned like that about Vishvarup. But then you know what happened. Vishvarup, he didn't join the temple. He just ran, he took sannyas and ran away. And they never saw him again. Because actually he died shortly after. And still, he was still young. But somehow or other, he passed away. And so, but when he took sannyas and just left and was just gone, Mother Sachi attributed that to Advaita Acharya. So she developed a negative, blaming type of attitude towards Advaita Acharya, that it was his fault. And even though, you know, sometimes consciousness is a sort of subtle thing, you know, she respected him as a devotee in another sense, but still in one part of her heart there was this feeling that he was the cause of me losing my son. So she would also preach to Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, don't associate too closely with that Advaita. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya, he understood that actually his mother was an offender against Advaita Acharya. Even though, you know, she also, I mean, he was not like a loud, blasphemous, aggressive offender, but there was this unfortunate negative emotion there in her heart towards him. So one evening, this is now when the nocturnal kirtans were going on in the courtyard of the house of Srivas Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya was there, and, you know, so many devotees were there, and it was a big, big kirtan. And in the middle of the kirtan, Advaita Acharya, just overwhelmed with ecstasy, just collapsed on the ground. He just lay there, unconscious in ecstasy. And Mother Sachi was there. And Mother Sachi, anyway, she was just there. But then Lord Chaitanya grabbed Mother Sachi's arm and pointed down at Advaita Acharya, just prostrate on the ground in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya pushed her and said, get down there, take his feet, take the dust from his feet. And in this way you'll overcome your offense against him. So Mother Sachi initially was a little sort of apprehensive or just not quite ready to do that. But Lord Chaitanya insisted, get down there, take some dust from his feet. And so she threw himself on the ground. She threw herself. She threw herself on the ground. grabbed the feet of Advaita Acharya, just stuck them against her head and rubbed her head against his feet and got up. And then Advaita Acharya came back to external consciousness and said, did someone touch my feet? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, I've been here. No, you were incapacitated there. So Advaita Acharya got up and continued dancing and chanting. But then Lord Chaitanya congratulated his mother. And he told her, if you had not done that, you would have fallen down from Krishna consciousness. You would have just fallen down. And there's an explanation, I think, of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, but there's an explanation there emphasizing the point that even though Mother Sachi, she is actually Mother Yashoda. She's actually Mother Yashoda. Even though she's such a great personality, it's just, what can you say? One of the very greatest of all. But still, Vaishnava Aparad is so dangerous that even a great personality can be faced with disaster if they don't deal with and settle the matter if they've made some Vaishnava Aparad. Now, let's see. Well, there's a few interesting things. I want to tell you something now from, it's either Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, here it is. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, okay. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Let me just see where, if I've written that. Yeah, Antya Leela, chapter 19. No. Anyway, I think it's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antya Leela. Just let me have a very quick look. Antya Leela, chapter 19, verse 25, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just have a very quick look. Antya Leela, 19. Yes, Antya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 19, and the whole discussion begins, let's see, that verse 17 it looks like. All right, let us just read that. Now the devotees from Bengal, they've all been down in Jagannath Puri visiting Lord Chaitanya for some months. And they've all been there for the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. But now the time has come for them to go back home, back to Bengal. Yes, so Lord Chaitanya met all of the devotees. Wait a minute. Is it? Oh, yeah. No, this is actually, wait a minute. All right. Now, Jagadananda Pandit is visiting the devotees in Bengal. I'm sorry. Jagadananda Pandit. But now it's time for him to leave and go back to Jagannath Puri. So he goes and takes permission from the different devotees. When he went to Advaita Acharya and asked his permission to return, Advaita Prabhu gave him a message to deliver to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya had written a sonnet in equivocal language with an import that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand, but others could not. In his sonnet, Advaita Prabhu first offered his obeisances hundreds and thousands of times unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He then submitted the following statement at his lotus feet, and this is the verse, the sonnet. Bolake kahiha loka haila baula baulake kahiha hate navikaya chaula. Listen to this, see if you can get the idea. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. And there's a second verse. Bola ke kahiha kaya nahika aula baula ke kahiha iha kahiyache baula. Further tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that a person who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, that's himself, Advaita, that a person who has become a madman in ecstatic love has spoken these words. When he heard Advaita Acharya's statement, Jagadananda Pandit began to laugh, and because he thought, you know, what is this? It sounds very strange. And when he returned to Jagannath Puri Nilachal, he informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of everything. After hearing the equivocal sonnet by Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quietly smiled. That is his order, he said. Then the Lord fell silent. Wow. Although he knew the secret, Swarup Damodar Goswami inquired from the Lord, "What is the meaning of this sonnet? I could not understand it." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Advaita Acharya is a great worshipper of the Lord and is very expert in the regulative principles enjoined in the Vedic literatures. Advaita Acharya invites the Lord to come and be worshipped, and to perform the worship, he keeps the deity for some time. After the worship is completed, Advaita sends the deity somewhere else. I do not know the meaning of this sonnet, nor do I know what is in Advaita Prabhu's mind. Advaita Acharya is a great mystic. No one can understand him. He is expert in writing sonnets that even I myself cannot understand." Hearing this, all the devotees were astonished, especially Swarup Damodar, who became somewhat morose. From that day on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotional state changed markedly. His feelings of separation from Krishna doubled in intensity, and his activities became wild, insane performances. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Let me just read the sonnet again, and we'll see if you all get the message. So there are two verses. Bolake kahiha loka haila baula bolake kahiha hate navikaya chaula. You understand chaula, yeah? Rice, Bengali for rice. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Bola ke kahiha kaya, nahika aula. Bola ke kahiha iha, kahiyache baula. Further tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love has spoken these words. Advaita Acharya, who's also become overwhelmed in ecstatic love, has spoken these words. You follow the idea? Yeah. Advaita Acharya is saying, because it's a special message for Lord Chaitanya personally, that it is time to conclude your mission and leave this world, because your mission has been completed. Everyone in the marketplace, the Namahata, the marketplace of the holy names, in the marketplace, there's no one left who has not purchased the holy names. And so he says, there's no more sale of rice. No one is buying rice any longer. They've all got rice. Or in other words, they've all got ecstatic love for Krishna through the Sankirtan movement. So your mission is complete. And you can leave. You can go now. And tell him all, no one's interested in this material world any longer. So there's nothing more for you to do. Mission is completed successfully. And tell him that one of those people who has become mad has said this. That's me. That's Advaita Acharya. So as we read, Lord Chaitanya, he said he didn't understand, but he understood. And therefore he said, Advaita Acharya is very great. He calls the deity to come. And then he keeps the deity for a while and worships the deity. Then he sends the deity away. So, like this, just as Maharaj was explaining this morning, Advaita Acharya was calling for Lord Chaitanya to come. That was discussed this morning, right? He was calling and calling, offering Tulsi Manjari's and Ganges water, calling for the Lord to come, and the Lord came to perform his mission. But then, when the mission was complete, then, okay, time to move on. Time to move on to the next place. And then as we read, and it, you know, this is right at the end of the Anchalila, And now Lord Chaitanya, well, as we read, we just read one verse describing how his mood became deeper and deeper, and he became more and more overwhelmed. The verse said that his feelings of separation doubled in intensity. As his feelings of separation and the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani increased at every moment, the Lord's activities, both day and night, were now wild, insane performances. Yes. So, just as Srimati Radharani inquired from her personal friend, Vishakha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the same verse, speaking like a madman. My dear friend, where is Krishna, who is like the moon rising from the ocean of Maharaj Nanda's dynasty? Where is Krishna, his head decorated with a peacock feather? Where is he? Oh, where is he who can save my life? So like this Advaita Acharya, he's very special, transcendental personality. He's very special anyway, just in principle, who he is as a form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he plays very special roles in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, including this final pastime, of informing the Lord, it's time to wind up your pastimes. Time to move on, and I will move on with you, and we'll have repeat our pastimes in the next place. Hare Krishna. Shri Advaita Acharya ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gopremanande.